You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's been a rather tumultuous turn of events on Dalal Street. All that took place yesterday on the 3rd of October, and all that we can expect over the course of this one. The 4th of October is what I bring to you like clockwork every morning. And of course, thank God it's Friday. So whatever may be the turn of events on Dalal Street, you'll at least get to go home and enjoy 2 days of just doing nothing. It is an evening walk. No, it's a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets closed in the red for the fourth consecutive day. The Nifty 50, which is trading below 100 DMA and 5 days EMA, managed to hold on to the crucial support at 11,300 levels. Weak global cues weighed on sentiment as the US widened its trade war with tariffs on the European Union, which pulled, of course, Asian markets lower. The United States on Wednesday said it would slap 10% tariffs on European-made Airbus planes and 25% duties on French wine, Scotch and Irish whiskies, and cheese from across the continent as punishment for illegal EU aircraft subsidies. This, according to a Reuters report. Weak domestic cues also weighed on the sentiment here on Dalal Street. Weak global economic data and underperformance in banking stocks brought uncertainties to investors. Brought uncertainties. A shortfall in GST collection may impact fiscal math of the government, while bond yield declined in expectation of further interest rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India. The good part is, of course, that both Sensex and Nifty managed to hold on to their crucial support levels, and that should obviously be read as a positive sign. The BSE Sensex closed above 38,100, while the Nifty 50 held on to 11,300 levels. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex fell 198 points to 38,106, while the Nifty 50 closed 46 points lower at 11,313 today. Sectorally, the BSE Oil and Gas Index rose 1.8% and was the star gainer today. And that was followed by the BSE Realty Index, which was up 1.1%, and the Energy Index was up 0.87%. On the losing front, we had the BSE Metal Index, which plunged 3% on trade war worries, and that was followed by the Telecom Index, which was down 1.7%, and the Banking Index was 0.9% down. The broader markets performed in line with the market. The BSE Mid-Cap Index was down 0.3%, and the BSE Small Cap Index was down 0.38%. There was some good news today. The offer for sale issue of public sector company IRCTC, that is the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, has received a very healthy response from investors on the final day of the bidding process today on the 3rd of October. I mean, yesterday on the 3rd of October. The 645 crore rupee public issue has been oversubscribed more than 111 times, the data available on exchanges showed. The big event to watch out today would, of course, be the outcome of the Monetary Policy Committee policy meeting. Most experts see the central bank cutting rates by 25 basis points, of course, on top of the 110 basis points cut that we have seen in 2019 alone. As for the Indian rupee, it recovered from the day's lows and settled higher by 20 paise at 70 rupees 87 paise to the American dollar, helped by weakening of the greenback overseas and easing crude oil prices. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 810 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 862 crore rupees, provisional data went on to show. The big news I bring to you today is, of course, going to be the MPC meeting outcome. The Reserve Bank of India is likely to go for yet another rate cut today, the fifth in a row, as inflation is within the comfort zone and the need to boost the economy is pressing. The government has announced a series of measures, including steepest cut in corporate tax, rollback of enhanced surcharge on foreign portfolio investors, among others, to jumpstart growth, which, of course, has hit a six-year low of 5% during the first quarter of the current fiscal. The six-member MPC is scheduled to announce the fourth bi-monthly monetary policy for 2019-2020 today on the 4th of October after a three-day meeting. You've seen your star chart today and what it has to say for the day. Let's find out what the math chart for the Dalal Street has in store. Nifty has formed a doji kind of pattern on the daily charts, which suggests indecisiveness among the bulls as well as the bears. As long as the index sustains above 11,247 levels, then a range-bound move in the zone of 11,554 to 11,247 can be expected. But A close above 11,370 shall be considered an initial sign of strength for extension of the pullback towards 11,550 kind of levels. Any close below 11,247 shall resume the downswing with downside targets placed in the zone of 11,180 to 11,080 levels, which appear to now be the crucial support. Traders are of course advised to wait for some initial signs of strength before creating fresh long side positions in the index, which will be confirmed on a close above 11,370 levels. So sit tight is the advice. So based on all of those observations on the charts, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,247, 11,370 and 11,554. India VIX, that is the volatility index, the panic button of Dalal Street, moved up by 5.61% at 17.7 levels. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,500 and 12,000. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 11,500. A few stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today. State-owned power giant NTPC, National Thermal Power Corporation, yesterday said it has added two power generation units of 660 megawatts each at Tanda and Khargone thermal power plants. The government has, of course, announced a mega divestment plan for four blue-chip public sector companies, but Moody's sees it as a setback, calling the decision to privatize BPCL, that is Bharat Petroleum, a credit negative. Moody's said it may not bode well for BPCL's ratings. So, NTPC and BPCL both will be on our radar today. To make this walk worth your while on a Friday and to make sure you don't have to think too much on this Friday in a truncated week, we spoke to India Nivesh Securities and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. I have two buys and one sell call for you. Eicher Motors has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 18,285 rupees. Target you should be looking at is 19,800 rupees. Stop loss placed at 17,100 rupees for an upside of 8%. Mahindra Lifespace Developers has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 427 rupees, target 463 rupees for a stop loss at 400 rupees, and you're looking at an upside of 8% there. And Kotak Mahindra, unrelated to the Mahindra, has a sell call, ended trade yesterday at 1616 rupees, target 1490 rupees, 1490, stop loss placed at 1700 for a downside of 7%. So Eicher Motors and Mahindra Lifespace both with buy calls and Kotak Mahindra with a sell call. That's it. It's the 4th of October. I should also take this opportunity to wish Sheetal Iyer a very happy birthday. In my absence, you heard her and she took you through the daily news as well as everything else you had to know about the world. So a very, very happy birthday to her. That said, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com. To be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.